take it.
Well, it's strictly pass fail, sir.
No, it's not. They let you know how many you missed. How many did you miss?
I missed a couple.
A couple would be two or three.
Define a couple, Buzz.
A couple would be like four.
Oh. And you can only miss, you can only miss five, right?
You can only miss five, but I should say that on the second taking, I did miss only three.
Yeah, but he did get it, though, on the first try, though.
Yeah, I know. Dude, do I get any extra credit for, like, taking it right after I left the training class?
Only my undue respect is always for being a go-to, get-it-done guy.
Can-do.
Right.
Who and, of course, I can take it every business day, and I was at DMV when they opened the following morning.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Mr. Touchdown?
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's Mike's name, Mr. Touchdown.
Yes,
TD.
Whenever he steps up to the microphone, it's 6 points.
Crotch rocket.
What?
Is this guy talking? I heard crotch rocket.
He was. Oh, he's back. Are you still there?
God,
nope. And then we lost. We lost the line.
Too bad.
Oh, and Buzz.
Yeah.
I mentioned this yesterday. Bless you, Rob. Bless you, Rob.
As the Germans say.
What, did a black person walk in the station?
It must be. I got that chill.
Rob's allergies are kicking up again.
I scream about going to the movies.
Oh, my God.
About idiots that talk. Buzz was telling me a story about what happened to him, and he's got...
You mentioned this yesterday.
The best name of all for these people in the movies that love to talk.
I call the man who sat behind me Saturday night at the 7:40 showing of The Interpreter, the narrator.
I'm telling you, I almost fell off my chair when he told me this, because it's the type of guy that if you see a door that says caution,
right.
This is the guy that says, uh-oh.
Caution.
Right?
So. He'll remind you of past plot developments. He'll tell you what he thinks is going to happen next. He tells you what you're looking at right now with your own two eyes.
Wow.
The narrator.
And was a scene made?
A scene was made, and I believe a grateful audience appreciated it. I just turned around about a third of the way into the movie and said, shut up.
Hey, way to go, Buzz.
Thank you. It
Buzz
had to be done.
Laying the shut up on a guy.
So he was, his level of rudeness was to such an extent where, you know, that when you do that, that's the only way you can handle
this,
a guy like
this
that.
Theater in particular, although that's a widely released movie, not a huge hit, but widely released, this particular theater is a movie lover's theater. It's generally an arts cinema. They don't have too many Hollywood movies there. This was one of them.
Right. And here as a character witness is
Johnny. This man was sitting next to me when I turned around and said,
Johnny.
Shut up.
Johnny's this.
Hi, Mike.
That's Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
It was, I must say, it was very weird because, you know, we know Buzz. K.O.B. He never gets mad at anyone.
Absolutely.
Kindly old Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
So I heard a little bit of rumbling back behind me, but it wasn't bothering me like the way it was Buzz because he was right in front of the guy.
Right. Every word crystal clear in my ear.
And so when he finally turns around and tells this guy to shut up, it was like one of those things like you're in a neighborhood and you got the father who lives down the street who never gets mad at anything. He yells.
Oh, so
you
the guy
feel like you really done something.
So it had impact, right?
Well,
he's got that baritone.
Jock.
You know, they don't know he's a peacenik.
Because here's the thing about Buzz. Remember this?
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
Right.
Because I'm nice.
But when, when he gets that voice, you know, shut up.
Shut up.
Now, usually you can get the kind of guy that's going to want to mix it up. Was there any mixing it up?
Not a word from this guy. Until the closing credits. As soon as the closing credits started rolling, he started talking to his friend again.
He probably going out of his mind.
He remained quiet for the rest of the movie, and
wow.
I believe the audience was great.
Good for you, Buzz, and I'm going to steal that from you. And
the
you
narrator.
Feel free to call me on it every time I go to the movies and say there was someone there, because I'm going to say that now. There was a narrator in the crowd.
Right. If the guy had kept talking or given me any trouble at the end of the movie, I was going to say to him, gee, could you come with me to every movie I see so that you can narrate everything I watch? Because I wouldn't understand it without you.
The narrator. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Doing great, thanks.
Hey, just want to tell you, I'm in the military, and you guys make every day when I get out so much better. Yeah.
Stay safe.
Been doing my job, what I do, for a couple years now, and every day I try to listen to you guys. When I come, it's such a depressing evening.
Thanks. All right, well, thank you. We do appreciate it, my friend.
Well, now, listen, there's a guy that's in the service defending, you know, defending our country, putting his life on the line.
You know, I don't tell people to shut up in theaters after an experience I had years ago when I was at the Uptown Theater, a theater here in Washington, D.C., packed with one of those Indiana Jones movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it might have been the original. No, it was the second one. It was the sequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right.
And I was in there, and somebody was talking, and I said, please be quiet. And and there was silence in the audience, and then the person went, F you, and the audience in unison laughed.
Oh.
And when you get
you lost
in that situation.
Yeah, that's
you
not
know.
Good.
You lost again.
And I'm thinking I should have gone right for the profanity. I should have gone, you know,
F
the F up.
Or somewhere in the middle, maybe something sterner that didn't
right.
involve the word please.
Yeah, maybe because my voice hadn't changed then.
Would you please be quiet?
Oh. If it means anything, if it's any consolation, I'm sure when you were doing that, I probably haven't had sex with seven or eight infirm girls at the same time.
Three at a time, all blind, and wonderful.
Bring them to me. I don't care what's wrong with them.
Right.
Sure. Come on up. Meet you in the K-Rock F-Truck.
Wasn't that your famous night of see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil?
It's the night he discovered the key element of the sexual encounter back then, gratitude.
Aren't you... Hey, dog.
I'm going to be very careful with this.
He was great.
Because we're on a good roll, having a lot of fun today.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
I'm just checking to see how you're doing.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Okay. That's it. Love you. See you later.
Bye.
That's a weird chick that I'm married to.
Okay, what's going on? That was a strange phone call.
It was.
She's back to being Debbie depressed again.
She did not sound all that up.
Yeah.
She's back to being Debbie depressed, and I'm not allowed to bring it up at home. I'm just supposed to act like nothing's going on. I know that she's... It's not easy for her with the mom-in-law, with her mom living with us and doing the stuff with her. She got a job, and then she's doing the stuff with my kid moving into college, and I understand that, and I try to cut her slack, and it's just after years and years of having this, you got to be jolly crap pounded into my head, she comes back after a couple of days of being out of town, and this is what it's like. Get up this morning, she's at the computer, and I'm at my computer, and all I hear from her side is,
and
I go, what? She goes, nothing, I'm just sighing. I go, okay, because I'm supposed to avoid this. I'm not supposed to respond to this, which she told me now. Then it would be, what? And then she gets mad. Nothing, I didn't say anything. So she's back to that thing where she's depressed. I don't know why she's depressed. I thought if I called her on the radio, maybe she would put on like a phony front and be like, la, 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 la.
Right.
But no, she's back to being Debbie Downer again. I'm not sure exactly what it is with that crazy child bride of mine.
One word, chocolates.
Chocolates?
Yes, bring home chocolates.
Actually, yes.
No, that would see wouldn't work. Wouldn't work with her. I'm telling you.
She wouldn't eat them.
Yeah,
they have sugar in them.
That's right, Buzz.
I know the problem. Thing. Hasn't she lately been spending a lot of time with my wife?
Yeah.
Well, that affects me that way.
She's always spent time with you. I get that. I get jokes.
Why doesn't it bother you when Rob sighs?
Oh, dear me.
Anyway, that'll be my wife's contribution to the show today. I just thought that if I called her, that she might perk up a little bit, and then we could maybe get to the, you know, the chewy nougat center of whatever the new god, whatever is going on.
Did you give her anything for Mother's Day after all?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure. All that's handled. Everything.
I was just asking. You got very defensive there. I was just asking. You didn't talk about it, so I didn't know whether you had.
It hasn't arrived yet.
Oh no.
Well, no. Just, listen, it's not my fault. Listen, she gave me a goddamn list.
Right.
Okay.
Spontaneity.
My name is Freedom. She gives me a list of Mother's Day.
Yes. That's not good.
Well, no, I appreciate the help.
Sure.
I do, because I'll go out and buy something she thinks is a piece of crap. She's not, at least like Beth Ann, she won't say to me, I hate this, I'm bringing it back.
If it's on the list, how could she?
Yeah,
right.
So now
I guess that's one way of eliminating it.
So we've avoided it. So the number one thing on our list was something that's, you know, brand new, and I couldn't find it. So I had to it's being shipped tomorrow.
Right.
So I think it'll be there tomorrow. But I handled Mother's Day. I'm handling the big birthday thing coming up.
Okay.
Just don't know why she's.
How's that progressing?
The birthday?
Yes. He's handling.
We're still planning on having it on June 7th.
Okay.
That's the date, Mike.
June 7th.
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday evening?
Mike, there will be no party.
Oh, there's no party.
There is no party. There is no party.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
Did you get my subtle wink?
Yes, I did.
Indicating the fact that there might be a party?
No party June 7th.
There's got to be a party. I think there's got to be a party.
I'm writing on my calendar on June 7th, no party.
It's BYOS. Bring your own shovel.
Wow.
It's going to be an outdoors party. We're going to have a party out in the woods.
Good. We're going to slaughter a pig.
Wow. Or, we'll see. The BYOS.
Some kind of sacrifice. Man.
House of Wax party.
Bring your House of Spiwax.
Hey, there's a movie.
That's what it'll be.
I'm going to go see that. I think I'll go see that tonight. House of Wax.
I hope my baby girl is doing okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird feminine stuff, let's find out about Matt the engineer.
Is he here today?
Don't know.
Hello?
Hey, Bridget, what's happening?
Nothing, Jackie.
Hey, is Matt the crying engineer here today?
Well, I heard you mention that he wasn't, but I saw him this morning early, and so I called Tony, and Tony said that he had to leave because he was still sick.
What is the deal?
Hey, listen, what's the deal with him being sick? What's wrong with him?
I guess he doesn't, I don't know.
It's not like life-threatening, is it?
If he's not here tomorrow, I would suggest...
This is now 3 days in a row, this guy. And coincidentally, the 3 days that we've been talking about...
This whole time we've been talking about it, what a crybaby. You know, what if he got some news that, you know, he's going to the happy hunting ground?
Wouldn't the joke be on us, huh?
Sure would. We'd get over it.
Who's laughing now?
Hey, Don, I'm like, yeah, this is Matt.
Yeah. You made the... testicular cancer.
No, please. God, you don't know anything about that, do you, Beth Ann?
No, I don't.
You'd give us the heads up if you did, right?
You're darn right I would.
You wouldn't let us cruise down that highway, would you?
No way. I'd grab the wheel before I'd let that happen.
God, no, there's no TC happening there. Absolutely no TC.
No casino in any regard?
What are you talking about?
The big casino,
cancer.
Oh, no, not that I know of.
Well, I've met the guy.
You're the one that was the catalyst for all of this.
He might have some kind of brain cancer.
Or a dystrophy.
Jesus Christ, what if it really is true?
I doubt it. Listen, there's nothing wrong with this guy.
Well, how the hell do we know?
Not like he hangs around a lot of RF frequencies that would cause it.
Oh, God. He's a sensitive man.
Yeah, I believe that.
He cried when Beth Ann yelled at him. And he's probably, you know, doing that thing where he comes into work where he's not going to have to see anybody.
Lay low,
that
hours.
Him about crying.
All right, okay.
Probably so.
Is that a hairpiece that he wears?